I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com.
You try and push the wolf down, Elena. The wolf won't stay down very long.
Today on the TV Time Machine, we take a bite out of time as we sink our teeth into Bitten. In this edition of our program, we are pleased to welcome Laura Vandervoort, the star of the new sci-fi horror series, Bitten. Miss Vandervoort is a popular actress, having appeared in the hit film Ted, the sci-fi series V, and is probably best known for playing Supergirl in the long-running TV series Smallville. Over the next segment, Laura Vandervoort will help us explore virtually every aspect of this terrifying series, which debuts Monday, January 13th at 10 p.m. Eastern on Sci-Fi. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to go on the hunt, feel free to become a wolf in sheep's clothing as we claw our way out of the past in order to bay at the moon in the present. Laura, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you're starring in Bitten, which debuts Monday, January 13th at 10 p.m. Eastern on Sci-Fi. Laura, tell us about the premise of Bitten, and what's so special about your character, Elena Michaels?
Well, Bitten is based on a series of novels by Kelly Armstrong, and she's a New York Times bestseller. She's Canadian. So the series is based on one of her novels called Bitten, and I play Elena Michaels, who's the lead of the series, and of her novels, and she is the only female werewolf in the world. So that's her little secret. And she grew up in the foster care system. She doesn't really ever have much of a family mentality until she finally falls in love with her professor, but does not realize that he's a werewolf, and he bites her, and she feels betrayed and takes off to Toronto to try to live a normal existence. So that's where the first episode picks up. She's been bitten, and she's trying to live a normal life in Toronto.
Now, you mentioned Toronto. Of course, you're Canadian. Now, are there any other qualities that you and your character share in common?
Other than being a werewolf? You know, I'm always drawn to playing women that are really strong and independent and can take care of themselves, but are also very much flawed. And I think just as, you know, a woman myself, relating to the fact that she's trying to have this perfect, you know, persona in Toronto as a human and have the perfect boyfriend and all of that, but really struggling with it and trying to just keep down the animalistic side of her. I relate to the fact that she feels the pressures of, you know, society and trying to fit in. But I also, you know, I grew up doing martial arts, and so I relate to her trying to be one of the pack members and one of the boys and trying to keep up with them. So there are a few similarities for sure.
Right, because being a martial arts professional, you're a fighter. And would you say that Elena is a fighter as well?
Definitely. Not just physically, she's also emotionally a fighter. She had a horrible childhood. And that's one of the things that we get into in the first season is some of the skeletons she has in her closet with the foster care family. So emotionally, she is a fighter. She survived quite a bit of emotional and psychological damage, and actually in the show is in therapy with one of the other pack members who is a therapist. So it's a great opportunity for the audience to get to see, you know, the inner workings of her mind and what she's been through, because most of the time she's trying to hide who she is from the audience and the people around her. But when she's in therapy, it's an opportunity for her to be honest.
Well, speaking of inner workings, what led to you becoming an actor? Was there a catalyst moment for you?
I always go back to, I was young, I think I was about probably 10 or 11, and I was watching the movie My Girl, and I think that was sort of the pivotal moment for me, where Anna Chlumsky was just, it's the first time I'd watched a show, I'd watched children's shows up to that point, but a movie where I was emotionally impacted by a character, and she was my age, and so I think that made me question going outside of martial arts and sports and doing the artistic side and try acting, just because she impacted me so much. And my parents were great, and they allowed me to do background work in Canada and try acting. And I just started, you know, getting work and doing Canadian children's shows, and I sort of haven't stopped.
So you haven't stopped. What What do you think drives you, both as a person and as a professional?
I'm pretty competitive. I think personally and professionally, I never really want to give up. I always want to see what I'm capable of and challenge myself. So I think that's why I've stayed in the industry so long. I mean, obviously I love it, but I'm always curious what's you know around the next corner for me, what next challenge I'll have. And Elena's, you know, my character on Bitten is the most challenged I've been, you know, to date, which has been great. Probably personally, I like a challenge. I'm just driven to see how far I can push myself. And acting is great because, you know, you're traveling on your own. You're making your emotions, you're vulnerable to the crew and the cast, and you really have to open yourself up and trust people.
Well, it kind of sounds like Elena is kind of kicks butt from time to time. Now, of course, you mentioned that you're a second degree black belt. Has that training helped you as an actor, and has it helped you in the physicality of your role in Bitten?
Yeah, I mean, doing martial arts as a woman in general, I think is great for young girls to do. But as an actor, it gave me a different edge, I think, to other actresses, and the ability to do my own stunts definitely helped the physicality. Smallville, I think, having the black belt won over casting and producers because they knew that physically I was able to do the harness training and all of that. So it's helped, and most of my roles have been physical. And Bitten has just been the best because I've never had to do scenes where it's hand-to-hand combat, and this was the opportunity to do that.
Well, you mentioned Smallville. Of course, you played Supergirl on Smallville, and you also starred in V. Do you feel a natural connection to this genre, and what is it like interacting with such a passionate fan base?
I didn't go after sci-fi, the genre. After Smallville, it just sort of snowballed into doing other sci-fi projects, and I think that's mostly based because the fans have been so great to me that I'm cast in that genre. But also I go for the women that are strong and leading women, and sci-fi always seems to lend a hand towards that, and so that's why I lean towards sci-fi, but I think mostly it's because the fans have been so great towards me that I'm cast mostly in sci-fi, and Bitten's just been, you know, the dream role for me to finally be a lead of a series, and I hope that the sci-fi people, you know, enjoy it, but also if you're not a fan of sci-fi, it's very drama-based. It's about the characters and the relationships. There's a lot of action. There's romance. So if you're not a sci-fi fan, you'll definitely find something that you want to watch.
Right. Speaking of romance, there's kind of a romantic triangle, right, that exists on the show between Elena, Clay, and Philip. Tell us about that.
That's complicated, but as I said, she grew up in the foster care system and then never trusted anybody, never really thought there was anyone she could rely on. And when she finally does, it's her professor in university, played by Grayson Holt. His character's name is Clay. So when she falls in love and finally opens up, she realizes, you know, that there's more to him. He is a werewolf and he does bite her. So she's immensely betrayed. She goes through the agony of the first change and survives it. And because she survives it, tries to get away and goes back to the city. She tries to live a normal life for a year on her own as a werewolf, hiding it, eating what she can when she can, and ends up having a relationship with the character played by Paul Green, Philip, who's human and is just the perfect boyfriend. So she's trying to have this perfect persona, like nothing is wrong, but has this whole other life in New York with the pack. So she's torn between the two loves, but the animalistic side of her is drawn back to Clay, ultimately.
Of course, horror is very popular. I know you like horror. Why do you think horror strikes such a chord with people?
I don't know why I've always been drawn to it. The Shining is one of my favorites, and I love psychological thrillers as well. I'm not sure. I've always been into the darker side of film, and as a kid, it was Tim Burton. And I think people just love an escape. They love some sort of... I mean, that's mostly sci-fi, is the escape from the norm and the thought that anything is possible. But horror, I think it just takes a certain type of person to really love horror. I don't know what that means about me, but...
Laura, where can people find out more about yourself and Bitten online?
They can actually go to lauravandevoort.com, is my website, or Twitter, vandekins22. And then the Bitten website's on Space and Sci-Fi.
Laura Vandevoort starring in Bitten, which debuts Monday, January 13th at 10 p.m. Eastern on Sci-Fi. Laura, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you, and I'll bring my flux capacitor next
time. Very good.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
Is Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television. Capturing television history, one voice at a time.